Would anybody like this?
Start now.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. The macro and microcosm, you gotta know your worth. So as above and so below, you give us this day our daily bread. I'm grateful, appreciating for getting 10 steps ahead and breathing. Breath is life, breath is prana. Understanding no more drama. Baby mamas, jobs, health, wealth, prosperity, all they things are energy. So as we forgive our debtors and trespassers, as we forgive those who debt and trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Clear the clouds, open clarity and harmony. Benevolence is our reality. Understand duality, cruelty, depression, divine timing. Squashing out the competition. I said I love myself. My CELL. PH for the balance. Ancestral blood, DNA is activated, that's the challenge. Feel the flute up in your mind, the tingles in your spine. Listen for the messages from that divine. Damn, it's so alive. Kita ho, bina, kita ho.
manifesting gratitude for life purpose. We accept all of the lows and highs and appreciate the rest and the excitement and energy. Much love and light.
Ashe. Ashe.
So it is.
So it will be. I love playing my flute.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for today's groundbreaking session into our new chapter that means to let go.
Ja. Chapter 7, Neutral. Embrace the spirit of universal consciousness. The overall impression, neutrality. The key words, enlightenment, consciousness, purpose, wisdom, spirituality, unity, and expansiveness. Ja, ja, ja. Manifesting intentions. In the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, we reach the place of the universal consciousness, which is outside of our physical body. You may notice that these cards represent some aspect of our collective being. The idea here is that we all vibrate through our seventh chakra, and in a powerful way, it keeps us connected to our humanity. The cards of the seventh chakra are neutral in color because spirit in essence is neutral. That's lit. Here, we will receive messages from spirit that are detached from human worry. These cards indicate the higher-minded thinking that happens when we align with spirit. The power of holding space can also be seen in the still energy of each card. Here, we will see how conscious choice can bring us spiritual magnetism. These are the cards of mastery. Impartiality, Bahana Beige. This is not a time to personally shine, but to allow others to come forth with their gifts. You may find yourself in the role of neutral advisor. Hold space for others to find their own answers. Advice may not be well received. Be unbiased now. Bahana Beige, as she quietly listens, allowing you to color your own palette. Lit. And even as we speak of this, I think like, yo, like we shine each on each other and reflect, and then we shine on the those each other's in our lives and reflect. Like that's the biggest thing that this tour is demystifying. Dope ass. The legend Bahana is the wise dictator from the town of Beige. She is known for settling disputes fairly. One day, two neighbors are arguing about what color to paint their fence. Bahana gives each of them a can of paint and instructs them to paint their side of the fence the color that the other neighbor wants. She knows that when they can color their world in the love of their neighbor's eyes, they will understand and accept one another. Bar. Inspiration. Take an impartial look at your situation. The action here is to listen and observe. If I step back from my present situation, what do I see? Can I be neutral? Neutral position, allowing things to unfold. standing in others' shoes, uplifted communication. Keywords, guide, open-minded, and fairness. The meditation, take a deep breath. Hold it. Okay, release. As a mist forms, take a few more deep breaths. Bahana Beige beckons you into the mist. When you are ready, allow her energy and knowledge in. If something happens, then allow it to happen. But you are to follow, not lead. Nothingness is the goal. Surrender. Open your eyes when you're ready and thank Bahana for reminding you to be with yourself. Ashe. Ashe. Thank you, Bahana.
Number 29. Shine. Shine. For you not only shine your path, but the path of others around you. I feel that so deep. I need to read that again.
Yeah, bar. That's a bar.
Shine. For you not only light your path, but the path of others around you. That's it. If you have selected this card, Spirit encourages you to shine your extraordinary radiant light. You have traveled a long road full of experiences that consist of reservations and uncertainties of self. Now you find yourself inspired, motivated, and ignited with a sense of purpose and passion. Limitations of the minds that once kept you bound have been released, and you are now ready to take the next step. It is time, dear one, to follow your heart's true calling and sing your unique song. Spirit thanks you for having the courage to step away from the crowd despite the caution of mind. The more you build on your creative passion, the brighter your light will shine. Not only will your surroundings transform to reflect your increasing vibration, but many around you will be inspired by your achievements and personal growth. Just by following your heart and doing what you love best, you will assist humanity in raising its planetary light. Some may become envious of your accomplishments and success, but don't feel obligated to turn your light low so to appease the discontent in them.
Shine brighter.
Keep shining, for soon they too will be inspired by your luminous glow. A strong current is propelling you forward in a positive direction, steered by the heart. A path that is driven by the heart is a soul that is limitless and fruitful. Have fun during this wonderful time and express your beautiful soul for the world to see. You deserve it. The prayer. Great Spirit.
I thank you for the clarity. Insight.
And direction I have in my life. I am grateful for this wonderful opportunity. To share my unique light with the world. The associated chakra is the chakra.
The sacral. We love the sacral. The last card is the Eight of Pentacles, astrological, Sun in Virgo with 0 to 10 degrees in Virgo, mutable Earth. These are astrological terms, so some of these, if you Google them and look them up, you can tap into them. The first decanate was will, body, and achievement. the lunar cycle are all eight moon phases. All eight moon phases. That's beautiful. Keyword phrases is weaving your magic. Enjoy the mindset moment. When someone speaks of lost time while working on a creative project, they're usually referring to an experience where hours fly by like seconds. This experience can happen during the creative process when all your focus is on your tasks. It is like a deep meditation. You are channeling cosmic energy into manifestation. It feels magical. It's magic. The Eight of Pentacles symbolizes your path on the spiritual road to enlightenment while living on this earth's plane. You are learning how to follow your dharma. Now, I didn't say karma or drama. I said dharma. The key to the Eight of Pentacles is finding your life's work, understanding how your creations are small threads of the universal tapestry. The gift of this card is true gratification in the self and your creations. Diligence, focus, discipline, research, commitment, and working from a place of imagination are all aspects of the Eight of Pentacles. You are taking your time. Apply your talents and wisdom to weave a heartfelt creation, a heartfelt creation. This is an experience of patience, attending to details, and honoring your creative process. This is an experience of patience, attending to details, and honoring your creative process. The Eight of Pentacles represents a time when you are absorbed in a project. There is a need to create a private place to explore and work with no outside distractions. This card signals a time for deep learning, assimilating new insights and expanding your talents. It brings a time of birthing new and innovative expressions from the integrated worlds of spirit and matter. The realization that everything is truly connected and every act has an effect on the larger whole becomes a truth to live by. Jah. We must realize that every project contains potential for spiritual growth, recognizing what is truthful to progress our heart's path. We have learned not to let expectation of others derail our goals or hold us back. The Eight of Pentacles brings a highly creative time. We are in sync with the creative forces of the universe. It signals self-confidence, productivity, and progress with a project or an endeavor. It indicates learning, expanding, or mastering a skill. This card signals job offers or commissions. Rewards for our diligent work and efforts start to flow to us effortlessly. The realization that we are the creator of our life becomes our truth. The realization that we are the creator of our life becomes our truth. We are following our dharma, our ancestors, the guides in its truest forms, which unfolds into living our destiny, which unfolds into service to a greater whole, the greater good. Gaia, galactic minds, magnetic minds. In the image of the Eight of Pentacles, cosmic hands are weaving a prayer blanket of the cycles of the moons and the earth's creatures moving in unison. The image displays how we are connected, how every action in each of us takes, no matter how big or small, affects the entire whole. The Eight of Pentacles is the blue circle that have eight different moon phases that cycle around the eight-pointed star. The web that illuminates out of that star connects the eight pentacles with the stars in the image, representing cosmically that we are all intertwined. The eight-pointed star represents as above and so below, a balance that is forever in the works of life. We are our own creators, weaving what we want and may not want into our life. This image is a meditative image for sacred work. Hoya, Olafia, Hoya, Oshuna, Hoya, Olafia. Ashe, ashe. Mindset moment with the Star Tarot. Number 7, the Chariot. The symbolism of the Chariot. The four poles of the Chariot represent the four earthly elements in balance. At the top of each pole is an 8-pointed star representing as above, so below. The charioteer wears the crown of divine guidance with the 8-pointed star in the center. The 2 5-pointed star represents the pentagram, the evolving human intelligence. The charioteer is your spirit descending. His chariot represents your physical vessel or the vehicle. The laurel wreath he wears represents victory. The feathers are a combination of eagle, which represents spirit, and in hawk, which represents messenger, and the raven, which represents magic. The crescent moons on his shoulder symbolizes the cycle of life's ups and his downs. The square shape on his chest represents the T cross of Saturn, which is connected to the sun circle above, which exemplifies his commitment to work through limitations to achieve victory. The charioteer's belt has 2 triangles, one pointing up representing fire and one pointing down representing water, with the 8-pointed star in the middle. On the face of the chariot is the starburst with the yin and yang symbol, signifying the union of heaven and earth and the masculine and feminine forces. Below the starburst is the Hebrew letter for the chariot, Shet, Chet, meaning fence, which the two horses join. Where the two horses join is the Anaku amulet, the Ankh amulet, an Egyptian symbol for eternal life. The chariot's astrological symbol is Cancer, home, maternal, and intuitive, which represents Cancer. Its symbol shared by the two horses. The planet Mars, which represents action, masculine, and drive, is associated with this card. At the top of his wand is a lunar crescent and a figure 8, representing the subconscious working with the conscious personality. It is the magician's wands. The horses are moving in different directions, representing the forces of your instincts, dualities, and the contradictions. The charioteer is constantly balancing them, keeping them in control. The magical horses take the charioteer into the cosmos to explore all the wonders of the universe. Floating around the horses are the 12 astrological symbols and the 7 sacred planet symbols, tools that are available to him. The wall behind the chariot symbolizes moving out from his protective environment of limitations into the unknown. Ja. The 7 of the chariot stands for intuitive action, change, and victory. The chariot represents victory through willpower and self-mastery. The celestial chariot moves into your life fast and then rests to help you assimilate all that has taken place. The chariot symbolizes action, change, victory, success, moving in or out of a situation, traveling, refocusing, new perspectives and thoughts. And while this transformation is happening, the future ahead is unknown and familiar. Skills you once relied on are now outgrown and not useful on your new course. Change can make you feel restless, uncertain, or fearful, pushing you off center and struggling with the courage to go forward. The chariot symbolizes the cosmic warrior who has traveled through many experiences and learned if you have the will and determination to dig deep within you, you will find the well of inner strength to overcome any blocks that hold you back. As the charioteer rides the heavens, he masters the ever-changing inner and outer realms of life. He holds a magical wand. That's his personal power and spiritual maturity. To control and direct how the alchemy he creates unfolds in his life. The chariot symbolizes the self and the direction or path that you are taking. It represents your physical expression as well as your spiritual expression. The chariot's number is 7. 7 is the number of victory and initiation. Victory and initiation. 7 is the number of the seeker and transformation. 7 is the number of victory and initiation, as 7 is the number of the seeker and transformation. I want that to stick. The chariot brings change. Change helps us grow, evolves and transforms on many levels. Change brings opportunity, new life, new reality, new views and perspective that stretch and deepen your human nature. Change is magical. It opens doors and creates opportunities. How you drive your chariot is a reflection of how you handle life and its oppositions. The chariot is full of movement and opportunities for success. It also gives you quietude and rest, quietude, so that you are able to listen to your intuition, your inner voice. He brings you the willpower and the intuition to ride the rocky course of life into victory. The when the charioteer enters, he brings you confidence, energy, and strength, focus, and maturity to follow through with any endeavor you are pursuing. Any endeavor. Only see the objective. The obstacles must give way. If you are experiencing conflict, he brings you the fortitude, the courage, and the drive to surpass your challenge. See your life through the soul of the charioteer. You will discover how to control and use your intuition and personal power, directing its creative force into success and victory. Oya, Oshuna, Oya, Yemiya, Oya, Adata, and Anti Rene Ja.
To be a part of the journey, a part of the mission, to complete everything that we agreed upon doing. Much love and light.
Much love and light. Jah.
You are a spiritual being with unlimited potential. There is much for you to share. This card represents your ability to manifest a reality of your own choosing. You have come a long way, and in this world of manifestation that you now find yourself in reflections and reflects the wisdom, insight, and clarity you embraced so far. If you have drawn this card, Spirit is encouraging you to share this wisdom with the world. Unlimited power, light, and sacred knowledge flows through you, for your heart is open and your mind is clear. Trust in your abilities as a teacher, for you have a strong connection to the universal energies of love. Allow divine spirits who speak through you and trust in this process that is unfolding. Trust yourself and trust in what you know. That word trust came up again.
Trust.
Like, okay, trust. I have to trust Elijah right now. Really have to trust him right now. And then you realize how much I had to trust you later on that day. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool.
I'm glad you see it. That's the coolest part of it. Because I can only feel it.
Thanks.
John.
Trust yourself. Okay, let go of any doubts or inhibitions that keep you from taking the next step. By not embracing and sharing the wisdom you hold, you deny the world the opportunity to experience your unique healing light. Many gravitate towards radiant souls who stand empowered. You're a natural teacher, dear one, with natural counseling skills. By speaking your truth and sharing the lessons you have learned, you inspire others to find the courage within them to do the same. You're now your own unique celestial light with the guidance of spirit will bring much love, peace, and clarity to this planet. The increased awareness and light that you have gained is an invaluable resource that will inspire many. Release any doubts and hesitations. Be the divine soul you came here to be. Be the light, love, peace, and stillness that this world seeks. The affirmation here, I am confident as I embrace the teacher within me. I courageously share love.
Light.
And peace with the world. The chakras that I am associating this affirmation with is heart, throat.
Third eye.
And crown.
Damn, four. Let's go.
Yeah. So thankful, so blessed, I'm so grateful. Our work.
Ja, yes. Chapter 5. Blue. Find your way of expressing yourself. The overall impression is communication. Keywords: truth, communication, loyalty, serenity, faith, spirituality, creativity, and expression. Manifesting intentions. The cards of the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, reveal at a core level matters of communication. This includes creative focus and your ability to be heard and understood. Being able to communicate the truth you feel in your heart will bring forward all the positive attributes of these cards. When you deny your heart's knowledge, challenges will present themselves. Here, you will find a definition of personal leadership and redefine beliefs that no longer serve you. Personal responsibility will be brought into play. The blue cards are a reflection of how you relate to the world. All matters concerning self-expression will be revealed. I said, I love myself. These include personal forms of expression, such as writing, art, speaking, and presentation skills. The results and experiences in your life are linked to how you communicate with the world around you. In essence, this means you will not get what you ask for, but you will get who you are reflected back to you. Ja, that shit's lit.
Throat chakra.
Hell yeah. And we pulled the workaholic, so a brief overview. Brad Blueberry.
Yep.
Here, the earthly brown of creation mixes with creation earth, mixes with inspirational violet. Ja, this card indicates one of the most powerful manifesting energies. Now you are very prolific. If what you are creating stalls, you may need to recharge. Know your limits. That's something we talk about all the time. No, my shit. Brad Blueberry. While I worked, my life happened. The legend. Brad Blueberry paints and paints and paints. He has no time for anything other than perfecting his art. An elder Blueberry reminds Brad that one day he will be old and shriveled too. So he'd better live life to the fullest. Brad takes the advice and discovers that having fun enriches and sharpens his arts. He finds out that life is what makes work valuable. This shit's smacking me up. Like, my nigga, chill. Not so serious. Not so serious. Inspiration. Are you waiting to complete your career before you live your life? Busy work may be helping you hide from the real issue. Personal inquiry. Am I working too much and suffering from burnout? Is there something important that I'm avoiding doing? Key ideas is feelings of inadequacy, transformation indicated, not being fulfilled by work, heeding warnings, refreshing your mind to improve your work. Keywords, talent, fun, and friends. Page 55. Meditation. Let's imagine completing something. Something that you're excited about. Now stretch your arms out. Become aware that you are floating on water. The water is at the perfect temperature and in harmony with your body. The lady in the lake is holding you. Feel yourself twirling freely and playing in this space. She invites you to relax into her. Enjoy. Ashe. Ashe. Chapter 4, The Green. Discover the wisdom of the heart. Overall impression, love. Keywords, balance, harmony, brotherhood, hope, growth, healing, love, peace, and prosperity. Manifesting intention. The fourth chakra, the heart chakra, relates to the matter of the heart. In manifesting, we are always blocked. If our heart is not in it, there is something very pivotal about every green card, as though each one indicates a key moment of personal choice. They tell us about the heart of the matter. In this chakra, we decide whether we will proceed or whether things will get kicked back to our yellow chakra, where we spend time thinking without progressing our decisions. In essence, we will see here whether our heart is truly invested in the actions we are willing to take. Every green card owns the distinction of revealing what happens when we do or don't follow our heart. The question these cards ask is, what does your heart tell you? This one is wisdom. The sage. This is the earth green, which brings wisdom, patience, and acceptance. Sage is perfect when you need to prove nothing. When you choose simply to be wise. No convincing. There is an ability here to bring serenity to any situation. And indeed, it may be needed. Wisdom is knowing the difference between a calculated risk and stupidity. The legend. One day, a young sagebrush asks his grandfather how to grow old with wisdom. The elder answers, We must learn from our mistakes. Before you worry about something, ask yourself if it will be important in the future. Enjoy your present form as we all change with time. It's a bar. Before you worry about something, ask yourself if it will be important in the future. Enjoy your present form as we all change with time. Is there some wise counsel that you have sought, only to ignore it? Are you trying to do things alone? A solution comes from those more experienced than yourself. Stay in the present moment and do not let your thoughts jump ahead. Personal inquiry. Do I go with my heart or against it? Am I ready to live in leadership? key ideas is wise counsel, focused energy, honoring yourself, contribution, being chosen, contentment, transformation. The key words is maturity, tranquility, and support. The meditation. Imagine yourself at a huge campfire. The great servant approaches and his energy radiates towards you. He speaks to you not with words, but with energy. Allow the wisdom of the message to reach you. When you have received the message, the great servant will depart. When you're ready, come back to your reality. What is the message?